Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, August 16th, 2018. Welcome to day 574. Rudy Giuliani said Trump's legal team is prepared to fight a subpoena all the way to the Supreme Court. Quote, "We would move to quash the subpoena," Giuliani said, "and we're pretty much finished with our memorandum opposing a subpoena," end quote. Giuliani added that Trump's legal team is ready to argue it before the Supreme Court if it ever got there. Trump's lawyers plan to argue that a sitting president cannot be indicted by citing Article 2 of the Constitution, as well as a 2000 memo from the Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel following Clinton's affair with Monica Lewinsky. Robert Mueller, meanwhile, does not have to shut down his investigation before the midterms, despite claims by Trump's attorneys that he faces a September 1st deadline, this according to current and former U.S. officials. Bloomberg says Giuliani, meanwhile, said that if Mueller doesn't get it done in the next 2 or 3 weeks, we will just unload on him like a ton of bricks. ABC News and the New York Times are reporting that Trump admitted that he revoked John Brennan's security clearance because of his role in the Russia investigation. Quote, "I call it the rigged witch hunt. It is a sham," Trump said, "and all these people led it, so I think it's something that had to be done," end quote. Brennan called Trump's claims of no collusion with Russia to influence the 2016 election hogwash and said that Trump, quote, "clearly has become more desperate to protect himself and those close to him, which is why he made the politically motivated decision to revoke my security clearance in an attempt to scare into silence others who might dare to challenge him," end quote. And finally, Trump defended his trade policies and claimed that his steel tariffs will save the U.S. steel industry because the United States was built on tariffs, and tariffs are now leading us to great new trade deals. Trump also said the steel prices in the short term will be a little more expensive, but claimed that they will eventually drop. He also said that competition will be, quote, "internal, like it used to be in the old days when we actually had steel, and U.S. steel was our greatest company," end quote. And in the polls, CNN says 37% of Americans say they'd like to see the Senate confirm Brett Kavanaugh's nomination. The public support for Kavanaugh's nomination is lower than nearly every nominee from the last four administrations. 40% say the Senate should not vote to confirm Kavanaugh, while 22% have no opinion. And 538 says Democrats have a 75.4% chance of winning the House in the midterms, while Republicans have a 24.6% chance of remaining control. While Republicans have a 24.6% chance of retaining control. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Trump's military parade is now estimated to cost $92 million, $80 million more than the original $12 million estimate. 2. China and the United States will restart trade talks later this month. 3. The Senate confirmed the 25th and 26th appellate court judges during Trump's tenure. 4. Omarosa released another tape, this time of a campaign official, Laura Trump, offering her a $15,000 a month job after she was fired from the Trump administration. 5. More than 300 newspapers nationwide published editorials pushing back against Trump's attacks on the news media. And 6. The Senate unanimously passed a resolution affirming that the press is not the enemy of the people. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Mdidis.